Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Singer Claudia Roselong Maguire, who's with me here on Lunchtime Live today. Claudia, you might just explain to listeners, where are you singing?
I was singing at the Deepdale Stadium for the Preston versus Liverpool pre-season friendly game on Sunday.
And you were doing that in leading tributes, of course, to their former Liverpool player Diogo Jota, who had passed away last week.
Yeah, for him and his brother. I actually sang two songs. Before that, I sang Can't Help Falling in Love with You, which is actually Preston North End's fan anthem. So they would normally have that played before they have a match. And I sang that 2 years ago now, I think, on New Year's Day. It was in remembrance of like anyone who had passed away and belonged to the club that year, and just in general. So there was a hidden meaning, I suppose, behind both songs, but it was mainly for, you know, Diogo Jota and his brother.
I can just explain the emotion, you know, involved in that for you. I mean, none of us can imagine in the stadium yesterday, considering that it was Liverpool's first match, albeit a friendly game against Preston, but still, I'm sure it must have been a highly charged, very emotional day.
Yeah, I don't even know if there's no words really to describe like what it meant. I mean, I sing at funerals, and I know that sounds quite morbid, but you know, when it's a funeral, you're able to just take yourself out of the situation and just focus on, you know, the service. But when it was something like what happened on Sunday, it was very hard to take yourself out of that situation. Like, no matter what I did, I was reminded of just what it was about. And, you know, I've been to Liverpool matches in the past because my husband's a Liverpool fan. And whenever they sing You'll Never Walk Alone, it's emotional anyway to hear that many people in one stadium sing something. But when you knew what the meaning behind it was just another level again. And honestly, like, they carried the performance. I think people keep saying to me, like, oh, I don't know how you didn't break down. Mm. And that was my fear, was breaking down. But I actually think even if I did, it wouldn't have mattered, because the fans, the way they sing that, is spine tingling. Like, you really can't put words to describe it. It was just something that's definitely gone into my bucket list and into the memory books for me anyway, highlight of my career.
It was a beautiful performance, and I actually watched both of both of the songs that you sang on your Instagram account. I know you had it up. I was looking at that. But you might just tell us this, but you have a connection though to Preston Football Club.
Yeah, so we spent 6 years at Preston North End, and my husband played football for them 2017, I think it was, when we moved over. So, I mean, I knew that stadium like my own home. We were there every single weekend, and we used to go to away games, so I know faces, and that was probably the thing that relaxed me the most, was that when I got there on Sunday, I knew the staff, like, we were all hugging. It was such a lovely moment to get to see all those familiar faces and see some of them. I mean, we left, we moved back to Ireland last year, but we left the club in 2023, and some of the like fans are like more grown up now. They were little kids when I last saw them, and they were, it was a real surreal experience to get to do something as big as that, but in the stadium that I knew so well.
How did the call come about? You must have nearly dropped, I'd say, did you, when you got that call asking you to do it?
You know what? It was actually my husband who took the call, Sean. So Ben Rhodes, who would be, I don't even know what his job title is, because that man is absolutely amazing. He runs Preston North End. He does everyone's job. He gave Sean a call, and we've always kept in touch. So we just thought maybe, I don't know, there was a reason for calling. Nothing, you know, we weren't thinking of anything like that. And then Sean hung up and he was like, I have a major thing to ask you. And I thought he was going to tell me that we had to move again. And I was like, absolutely no way. I'm sorry, the answer is no. And he was like, no, it's about you. And he obviously explained what the match was for. And he said, you know, they want you to sing Can't Help Falling In Love With You. And even then I was actually like, my legs went like jelly when he said it to me. But I knew that song. And because I had sung it there before, I thought, okay, like, yeah, of course, I would, like, I'm not passing up that opportunity. And then it wasn't until Friday that Ben Rhodes called me himself. We were just chatting and then he went, but you do know you're singing the two songs, don't you? And I was like, no, Sean failed to leave that little detail out that I was singing You'll Never Walk Alone as well. So he was like, we want you to sing both. So is that okay with you? I mean, I wasn't going to say no, of course not. So I was like, yeah, I know it so well. And I mean, I do know the song, but I wouldn't have known it to, you know, stand on the spot and just belt it out to however many fans. So I thought, yeah, no problem at all. I hung up the phone and for 2 days straight, You'll Never Walk Alone was played over and over and over. Mm. My neighbours were probably pulling their hair out of their heads. I was singing so much, but I just didn't want to mess it up.
Ah, no, well, it's such an incredible, incredible thing and a huge honour. And as you say, one for your own personal memory book as well, Claudia. And I can know, you know, for the fans, the huge Liverpool fans that were there and in memory of, you know, of his brother Andre as well, to sing that memorial service less than 2 weeks out from their passing at their first game is a huge performance and a very emotional thing to get to do. Did it happen actually? Was it before the match or after?
So it was just before kickoff. Okay. So I think I sang about 10 to 3 because they also had like, I mean, if you saw the video, see the Preston North End captain, he presented fans with like a wreath in the Preston colours just to honour them and, you know, let them know that, yeah, okay, it's a pre-season friendly game, but there's a much bigger meaning behind this. And we're all just treating this as a game to pay our respects to Liverpool, to, you know, Diogo Jota and his brother and all the players as well. Because for the Liverpool players, like it must have been the most emotional thing for them to have to step onto a pitch for the first time, knowing, you know, he's sadly not with them on the pitch. So it was... Yeah, it was a big build up before the game. They had like a minute silence, and actually during the minute silence, I was being taken around back to my seat. But obviously, we stopped and stood just to pay our respects. But there was a white butterfly just flying around the pitch, like near the players. And I remember I was trying to like signal to the photographer to be like, "Can you get it?" But obviously, because it was a minute silence, I couldn't say anything. But that to me, I felt like that was just their presence, you know, to let his fellow teammates know that, you know, I'm here and I'm with you on the pitch.
Yeah, just a poignant moment. Listen, it's been a pleasure to chat to you, Claudia. Congratulations and well done again. It's a super performance. I know you have a video up of it too in your social media. We'll share it on my own as well, actually, at Andrea Gilligan 1 if people want to see it. Paul in Dublin, though, you'll be delighted to know, has got in touch to say, I'm a Liverpool supporter all my life and I go actually to a huge amount of the games. Claudia did us proud. I'm a grown man and she had me in tears, covered in goosebumps listening to her performance on Sunday. Cork singer Claudia Rose Long Maguire, thanks a million, Claudia, for joining us, for your time here on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.